Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 12 of the show, and today is Wednesday, February 29th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow along with show notes and more on the official blog site at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com, and feel free to email any questions, comments, or story ideas to sportsworldreport@gmail.com or call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that's 254-307-7973. Also, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends about the show, and take a brief moment to write a review on the Sports World Report iTunes page. In addition, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at SP World Report, and you can also follow my personal Twitter account at Denton Ramsey. Jumping right in, we have a whole lot to discuss today when it comes to Baylor and Houston sports. Overall, guys, it was a great past week for Baylor and Houston sports. It really, really was. Starting things off, let's talk about Baylor men's basketball. Baylor men's basketball team destroyed Texas Tech on senior night. They really did look phenomenal. I've never seen anything like that first half when they were up 40-15, ended up cruising to a 77-48 victory over Tech. Bears are now 25-5 overall and 12-5 in the Big 12. They're number 9 overall in the nation, and hey, they're looking good. First few paragraphs again from this story. All these stories that we're talking about can be accessed in the show notes at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Quincy AC, Fred Ellis, and Anthony Jones have been to an NCAA regional final and an NIT championship game at Baylor. They hope they're not done. After being recognized before the home finale Monday night as the winningest senior class in school history, they easily got their 95th victory when the Bears, number 10 ESPN, USA Today, number 9 AP, beat Texas Tech 77-48. Quote, "My feelings were mixed," AC said. "It was emotional playing my last game in the Ferrell Center, but we have a long way to go in the season." Jones then added, quote, "It makes me want 5 more to get to 100. Why stop at 5? Perry Jones III, the sophomore who is not related to Anthony, had 15 points and 10 rebounds for the Bears, 25-5 overall, 12-5 in the Big 12. A.J. Walton scored a season-high 13 points, while Anthony Jones also had 13 and AC had 12. Again, if you guys want to read more, definitely click that link, and we're going to be touching more on the Bears schedule at the end of the show. Baylor women's basketball team remains number 1 in the nation, and they also remain perfect with a 69-62 win at Texas A&M. Baylor coach Kim Mulkey didn't like watching a big first half lead dwindle with star Brittany Griner on the bench. She was even more trouble when the forward's fourth foul sent her there again in the second half. But after the top-ranked Lady Bears overcame Griner's foul trouble in a 69-62 win over number 17 Texas A&M on Monday night, Mulkey saw the value in the situation. Quote, "I was taught by some of the greats of the game to get them out there," Mulkey said. "We need to be in situations like that. I need to be in tough decisions. We already wrapped up the Big 12 championships. This game, you want to win, but it's a game to maybe see what you can do." Again, you guys can read more by clicking on the story. Bears are now 30-0 overall and 17-0 in the Big 12. Next story I'd like to touch on deals with Robert Griffin III. This story comes out of the Washington Post. It's entitled, "Robert Griffin III Excels at the Combine. Who will trade up to draft him?" Baylor junior quarterback Robert Griffin III ended a stellar season with a pair of exclamation points that only boosted his stock ahead of the 2012 NFL draft. A Heisman Trophy award and a standout performance in a record-setting Alamo Bowl victory. But Griffin's value soared to new heights this week at the NFL Scouting Combine when he measured in above his listed height and weight and then recorded the fastest 40-yard dash time by a quarterback at the event. As Mike Jones reported, Robert Griffin III would like to clear up a few things. The Baylor quarterback is one season went from good college quarterback to household name and Heisman Trophy winner. Now he figures to come off the NFL draft board with the first two or three picks in April. But although they routinely refer to him as RG3, as if he's one of the boys, there's quite a bit that people don't know about Griffin. So Griffin arrived at Lucas Oil Stadium, the site of the annual NFL scouting combine, looking to dispel some misconceptions. Quote, "People think that I just came onto the scene this year," Griffin said Friday, "so they haven't had as much time to evaluate me, so I'm just excited to show them who I am as a person." Again, guys, you can check more on this by clicking this link, but RG3 did great at the combine, and I will definitely keep you guys informed as his progress moves forward with the draft coming up. This next video clip I'd like to play you guys comes from the Houston Texans website. It's a prospect profile on wide receiver Kendall Wright.
Wide receiver Kendall Wright was a dynamic deep threat for Heisman winner Robert Griffin III and the Bears, hauling in 14 touchdowns and averaging better than 15 yards a catch en route to a 1,600-plus yardage senior season in Waco. At the combine, his 40 time was slower than expected, and he checked in at 5 feet 10 inches tall. But his game tape is unquestionably impressive. He described the symbiotic relationship on the field with RG3 and who made who better.
I helped him, he helped me, so we both have no faults out there. So he threw it to me, I caught it, so whatever he threw it, I just had to catch it and make a play for him because I want him to win the Heisman just as bad as he wanted to win it.
Wright went through some lean years in the early going at Baylor, but the adversity only served he and the Bears well down the line.
I learned a lot. I knew what was happening when I came to Baylor. I knew what I expected because that's why we came there, to change the program, and that's what we wanted to do. So we knew it was going to be a tough couple of years, and we got better. We have progressed as years came on.
Wright says height does not matter.
I don't think I'm small. Everybody else might think I'm small. I think I'm pretty good size, and I'm shorter when I'm playing.
When asked what NFL players he compares himself to, he had this to say.
I think Deshaun Jackson, Steve Smith, I heard Mike Wallace, but I mean, I want to be Kendall. I don't want to be known as being compared to somebody else, but I just want to be me and do what I got to do to get on the field and play.
Finally, Wright shared his thoughts on the Houston Texans.
I wouldn't mind playing in the offense. I know a lot about the Houston Texans. I met some of the guys when we played in the Texas Bowl last year, and I got a couple of my teammates tell me I look like Andre Johnson, but...
All right, guys, again,
HoustonTexans.com.
That video can be accessed
gear.
Online, and I will give you guys the link in the show notes. Next story I'd like to go ahead and discuss is Baylor baseball. The baseball team won 7-2 last night against Sam Houston State. The Bears are now 7-2 overall and number 25 in the nation. Trent Black pitched 5 innings in an emergency start, and number 25 Baylor's offense jumped out to an early lead as the Bears knocked off Sam Houston State 6-2 on Tuesday night at Baylor Ballpark. Blank, 4-0, was tabbed to start just 15 minutes before the game when scheduled starting pitcher Tyler Bremer was unable to get loose in the bullpen. Blank was efficient as he needed just 54 pitches to work 5 innings and allow 1 run on 3 hits with 1 walk and 2 strikeouts. Again, Bears are looking good. I'll keep you guys informed as the baseball season progresses. Baylor softball team, meanwhile, number 9, just got through beating North Texas 2-1. Number 9 Baylor softball team, 12-2, made a pair of runs in the bottom of the second inning, stand up the rest of the way, defeating North Texas 5-7, 2-1 on day 3 of the Fairfield Inn North Texas shootout. The Baylor Bears got stellar relief from Courtney Repka, 5-0, who came on for Whitney Canyon and threw 4 innings, allowing 1 hit, 1 unearned run, and striking out 3. Again, you guys can check out the rest of that story by clicking the link in the show notes. Turning to pro sports now, the Houston Astros are over in spring training right now. This story comes from Astros.com. It's entitled, "Astros Turn to Myers to Be Their Closer." Veteran right-hander saved 21 games for Phillies in 2007. This is by Brian McTaggart. When veteran starting pitcher Brett Myers was approached by Astros pitching coach Doug Brocale a few weeks ago to gauge his interest in returning to closer, a role he last held 5 years ago with the Phillies, Myers was immediately intrigued. Quote, "I wasn't going to shoot it down," he said. "I had to do some thinking to see if I could do it, and I feel I can." Myers signed off on the idea late Monday after consulting with his family and trusting his 31-year-old body could hold up to the demands of the job. And Astros manager Brad Mills announced Tuesday he was moving Myers into the closer role and out of the rotation. Quote, "I think it's exciting for everybody," said Mills, whose team covered only 50%, 25 of 50 of its save chances last year. "He's a guy that's done it before, and he's got the desire, he's got the ability, and he's got the competitive nature to be able to do that. We're looking forward to it." Again, you guys can click this link in the show notes if y'all want to continue reading that. And spring training games begin for the Astros on Saturday. Moving to another pro sports for Houston, the Houston Rockets won again against the Raptors last night, 88-85. Being led by Kyle Lowry's 26 points. I'm going to go ahead and play this video clip from NBA.com.
Game one after the All-Star break for the Raptors and the Rockets. This one at Houston. Prior to the game, Jose Calderon and Louis Scola chatting. Kyle Lowry trying to prove in the second half that he should have been a Western Conference All-Star. Here's Louis Scola faking and then scoring. He had 15 points, 10 rebounds. Houston out to an early advantage. Now here comes Toronto. DeMar DeRozan turning the corner and getting the lay-in. Back the other way in the second quarter, it's Kyle Lowry driving baseline. Spins and gets the finger roll to find the bottom of the cup. Great move by Lowry. Houston was in front by 9. On to the third quarter. It's more Lowry. Getting the rebound. Pulling up and connecting. 53-42, Houston. But here comes Toronto. DeMar DeRozan, the Tomahawk, making a case for the slam dunk contest himself. He had 17. Leandro Barbosa spotting up and finding Twine. He had 11. 65-58, Houston. 4 seconds left in the third. Goran Dragic drives. The runner, that's good. He had just 2 points. That was a pretty big deuce. It was 69-64 as we headed to the fourth quarter. James Johnson, tough shot. He had 16-8. Houston up by 2. Now Kyle Lowry, 4-of-4 from downtown. He had 26. 81-73, Houston. James Johnson, the steal. And then on the 3-on-2 break, Linus Kleiza. That cuts the deficit to 2. 85-83. Kevin Martin, driving, pulling up. Getting fouled by Anthony Carter. Martin would make 1 of 2 free throws. But he would miss the second, and the Raptors would call a timeout. Down by 3, 11 seconds to go. Plaza, the 3, off the back of the iron. And the Rockets hold on to win it. The final score, 88-85. Lowry with 26 in the W.
All right, guys, Rockets win again. They're looking pretty good. I love those ketchup and mustard uniforms they play in. I know a lot of people might not like them, but it reminds me of the old school look from back in the 90s when the Rockets won their titles. Moving on to the latest NBA standings. Once again, the top three teams for each division in each conference, starting in the East. In the Atlantic, we've got Philadelphia at 21-14, New York at 17-18, Boston at 16-17. In the Central, we've got Chicago at 28-8, Indiana at 22-12, Milwaukee at 14-20. In the Southeast, we've got Miami at 27-7, Orlando at 22-13, and Atlanta at 20-14. In the Western Conference, in the Northwest, we've got Oklahoma City at 27-7, Portland at 18-16, and Denver at 18-17. In the Pacific, we've got the LA Clippers at 20-12, the LA Lakers at 20-14, and Golden State at 13-18. And in the Southwest, we've got San Antonio at 24-10, Dallas at 21-14, and Houston at 21-14. That will wrap up the stories for this week's episode of Sports World Report. As far as the schedule for Baylor and Houston sports this week, Wednesday, February 29th through Tuesday, March 6th, here we go. Houston Rockets at Utah tonight. 8 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor softball versus Oregon at the Citrus Classic on Friday, March 2nd at 3:45 p.m. Central Time. Baylor softball versus North Carolina at the Citrus Classic on Friday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. Central Time. Baylor Baseball versus UC Irvine in the QTI Baylor Classic on Friday, March 2nd at 6:05 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus Denver on Friday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor Softball versus UCLA at the Citrus Classic on Saturday, March 3rd at 9 a.m. Central Time on ESPN3.com. Baylor Women's Basketball versus Iowa State on Saturday, March 3rd at 11 a.m. Central Time on FSN. Baylor Softball versus Illinois State at the Citrus Classic on Saturday, March 3rd at 11:15 a.m. Central Time. Baylor Baseball versus Lamar in the QTI Baylor Classic on Saturday, March 3rd at 2:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor Men's Basketball at Iowa State on Saturday, March 3rd at 6 p.m. Central Time on CTN. Baylor Baseball versus UC Irvine in the QTI Baylor Classic on Saturday, March 3rd at 6:05 p.m. Central Time. Baylor Softball versus Syracuse at the Citrus Classic on Sunday, March 4th at 8 a.m. Central Time. Baylor Baseball versus Lamar in the QTI Baylor Classic on Sunday, March 4th at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. Houston Rockets versus the LA Clippers on Sunday, March 4th at 6 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor Softball versus Louisiana Tech on Tuesday, March 6th at 4 p.m. Central Time. Baylor Softball versus Louisiana Tech on Tuesday, March 6th at 6 p.m. Central Time. Baylor Baseball at TCU on Tuesday, March 6th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And the Houston Rockets travel to Boston for a game on Tuesday, March 6th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Again, guys, that will wrap up episode 12 of Sports World Report. And as usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.